Test 2, Part 1. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I will introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, open your question paper and look at part one. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You will hear two friends discussing the importance of building a better society for older people. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
How can we build a better society for older people?
Well, society is failing to value and harness older people's skills, knowledge and experience. I mean, older adults' contribution to society is not recognised at all.
On the whole, the public view older people as a drain on society instead of an asset. That's incredible to believe, but nowadays older people are mostly seen as a bundle of problems and service needs. Their strengths, skills and knowledge are not harnessed or appreciated in a society infatuated by the cult of youth.
I have two children and I could not live my life without my parents-in-law. Most people don't understand that older people contribute to the economy through employment, volunteering and caring. And being 50, 60 or 70 in the 21st century is no longer a predictor of physical or mental abilities. It certainly does not signify that someone has failing health and will soon be unfit to work or no longer able to learn new skills.
How can we create a society where people aren't so worried about getting old, where there's less stereotyping of older people, more intergenerational contact and more opportunities to see older people as assets? What are the issues around financing retirement, and how do we make sure older adults are not excluded because they don't have enough money?
Older people have different expectations these days, and that will continue to change. What might have been good enough for previous generations will not cut it in the future. And what we have is not sustainable anyway.
From my experience of working with a number of older people, some of the main worries include stigmatisation and discrimination from the workplace. Some of the earlier comments I have read suggested that we need to better understand how we can ensure we value the skills and experience of older people, which I absolutely agree with. Other major worries include social isolation and the ability to live independently within their own homes, something we feel at the British Red Cross is a basic right and something we work tirelessly to advocate for.
There are certainly stereotypes surrounding the baby boomers, well-off retirees who maybe took early retirement, own a couple of properties, takes frequent holidays. Whilst we have made significant strides in reducing pensioner poverty in the last 20 years, there are still a significant number of older people living in poverty today. And with wealth inequality comes health inequality.
There are so many simple things that could be improved. As our society ages and there are more of us over 65, it will become more and more necessary to fix basic problems like this. A well-designed outside environment can make the world of difference to community involvement for some older people. Small things like well-placed benches for people to rest if they can't walk so well, public toilet provision, and thoughtful use of lighting and colour to aid those with dementia can be the difference between being active and housebound. Such improvements can benefit us all ultimately. Some areas which strive to be an age-friendly city are doing better than others. How can we build a better society for older people?
Well, society is failing to value and harness older people's skills, knowledge, and experience. I mean, older adults' contribution to society is not recognised at all.
On the whole, the public view older people as a drain on society instead of an asset. That's incredible to believe, but nowadays older people are mostly seen as a bundle of problems and service needs. Their strengths, skills and knowledge are not harnessed or appreciated in a society infatuated by the cult of youth.
I have two children and I could not live my life without my parents-in-law. Most people don't understand that older people contribute to the economy through employment, volunteering and caring. And being 50, 60 or 70 in the 21st century is no longer a predictor of physical or mental abilities. It certainly does not signify that someone has failing health and will soon be unfit to work or no longer able to learn new skills.
How can we create a society where people aren't so worried about getting old, where there's less stereotyping of older people, more intergenerational contact and more opportunities to see older people as assets? What are the issues around financing retirement, and how do we make sure older adults are not excluded because they don't have enough money?
Older people have different expectations these days, and that will continue to change. What might have been good enough for previous generations will not cut it in the future, and what we have is not sustainable anyway.
From my experience of working with a number of older people, some of the main worries include stigmatisation and discrimination from the workplace. Some of the earlier comments I have read suggested that we need to better understand how we can ensure we value the skills and experience of older people, which I absolutely agree with. Other major worries include social isolation and the ability to live independently within their own homes, something we feel at the British Red Cross is a basic right and something we work tirelessly to advocate for.
There are certainly stereotypes surrounding the baby boomers, well-off retirees who maybe took early retirement, own a couple of properties, takes frequent holidays. Whilst we have made significant strides in reducing pensioner poverty in the last 20 years, there are still a significant number of older people living in poverty today. And with wealth inequality comes health inequality.
There are so many simple things that could be improved. As our society ages and there are more of us over 65, it will become more and more necessary to fix basic problems like this. A well-designed outside environment can make the world of difference to community involvement for some older people. Small things like well-placed benches for people to rest if they can't walk so well, public toilet provision, and thoughtful use of lighting and colour to aid those with dementia can be the difference between being active and housebound. Such improvements can benefit us all ultimately. Some areas which strive to be an age-friendly city are doing better than others.